It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Sam, if you could have anything in the world you wanted, what would it be, you reckon?
Cable television.
Cable television? Sam, with all the things to wish for, well, what can you get on the cable you can't get already?
It ain't a matter of what. It's how often. Now, my favorite shows is on the cable every night.
Yeah? What are them shows, Sam?
Gunsmoke, Wild Kingdom, and Championship Wrestling.
Well, Sam, them shows is full of violence. Don't you ever watch anything for beauty or art?
I watch Miss Kitty. And there was a fella named Art on Championship Wrestling. Bit his opponent's ear nearly off.
Sam, I don't mean that. I mean when you look at a beautiful painting or discuss a great idea.
Oh, you mean like when that art teacher from the college and that plumber had that argument with all them people watching?
Sam, the name of that program was The Merits of the Mona Lisa versus Indoor Plumbing. And they wasn't arguing. That was a discussion.
Well, I didn't understand what it was all about. But I was proud the toilet won when they voted.
Sam, you just
did you see what was wrote on the wall in our men's room in there?
No, I didn't. What was it?
He who saddles a horse thinks one thing, the horse another. And it's signed Carl Sandburg. Jesse, he don't live around here nowhere, does he?
No, he's a barber, I think, from Hot Springs. I've seen his name before. He does lots of wall writing, I think.
Jesse, what kind of fellow is it that messes up your walls with them writings?
Well, of course, I ain't never actually met him, but he's a man with a message. If he wasn't writing wall writings, it'd be poetry or music. And if he wasn't a writer, he'd be a gospel or maybe a country singer. I tell you, Sam, these people do a lot of good.
Nobody can bring God closer to you than a good country singer. Jesse, I seen the writing in there on the wall. I don't understand it all.
What was it, Sam?
Well, it says, foreigners manipulate the price of soybeans in Arkansas. Now, ain't that ridiculous? To think that foreigners, probably communists, is outsmarting our politicians and our farmers?
Well, I hate to tell you, but they are, Sam. The price of grain right here is determined by orders from all them countries.
You mean foreigners is fooling around in the business of our farmers?
That's right, Sam.
Well, I'm mighty proud there ain't no problem like that in the oil business.